Welcome to the Passive Income Pathway, the podcast that hands you the map to financial freedom, one episode at a time. I'm Jane, your guide on this journey, lawyer by trade, financial industry insider by experience, and your favorite new friend who tells you how the big players make money and how you can do it too.
And I'm Alec. I'm a fintech developer who has spent years designing systems for credit card rewards and incentives, aka how banks and businesses make you spend more money. But here's the kicker. I know exactly how to flip that system to work in your favor. And that's what this podcast is all about.
Now, before we get started, let's just set the scene here. This isn't some get-rich-quick nonsense. We're not selling snake oil or telling you to quit your job tomorrow and start flipping NFTs. This is about building real, sustainable income streams that work for you, even while you sleep.
That's right. We're here to cut through all the noise and give you actionable strategies that actually work. What we're sharing are the same principles that major corporations use to generate passive revenue, just scaled down for individual investors like you.
And we promise to keep it simple, practical, and most importantly, real. No fancy jargon, no complicated schemes, just proven methods that anyone can implement with the right guidance. Ready to get started on your passive income journey? Speaking of keeping things real, Alec, you had quite the adventure with your bank this week, didn't you?
Oh man, don't even get me started. You'd think being a fintech developer would mean I have all this banking stuff figured out. But there I was, stuck in chatbot hell for 2 hours trying to resolve a simple transaction issue.
Wait, you mean Mr. I Design Banking Systems couldn't outsmart the chatbot?
Nope. Just kept going in circles with, please select from the following options, and I don't understand your request. The irony isn't lost on me, but hey, at least it gave me plenty of time to think about today's episode.
And that's exactly why we're doing this podcast. While we're all wasting time dealing with systems designed to make others money, we could be building our own passive income streams.
Exactly. Instead of fighting with chatbots, imagine having systems working for you 24/7, generating income while you sleep, or while you're stuck on hold with customer service.
Which brings us perfectly to today's topic: how to get started with your passive income journey from absolute scratch. Ready to show our listeners how to flip the script and start building their own income-generating systems.
Let's do it. And I promise this will be way more productive than arguing with a chatbot.
All right, before we dive into the nuts and bolts, we need to talk about something crucial: mindset. And I know what you're thinking. Oh great, another motivational speech. But stick with me here, because this is actually the make or break factor in passive income success.
You're absolutely right, Jane. I see this all the time in tech. People want the end result without understanding the process. They see someone making thousands from their app and think it happened overnight.
Exactly. Look, here's the honest truth. Passive income isn't passive in the beginning. It's like planting a garden. You need to prepare the soil, plant the seeds, water them regularly, and then wait. You can't just throw seeds on concrete and expect a harvest next week.
That's such a perfect analogy. And just like gardening, you need to accept that some plants might not make it. Some of your passive income ideas might fail, and that's completely normal.
The key is to think like an investor, not a gambler. Investors build systems, test them, improve them, and then scale what works. Gamblers just throw money at things and hope for the best.
And remember, even Jeff Bezos started by just selling books online. He didn't launch Amazon Prime, AWS, and Alexa all at once. He built one thing, got it working, then expanded.
The other crucial mindset shift is understanding that passive income isn't about getting rich quick. It's about building wealth slowly but surely. It's about creating systems that generate income whether you're working or not.
Think of it like building a machine. First, you need to design it, then build it, test it, and only then can you turn it on and let it run. But once it's running, that's when the magic happens.
Now that we've got our mindset right, let's talk about something concrete: setting your passive income goals. And I mean really setting them, not just saying I want to make money online.
Oh yes, I love this part. You know what I always tell people? Be as specific as possible. Don't just say I want financial freedom. Put an actual number on it.
Exactly. So grab a pen and paper or open your notes app, because we're going to walk through some essential questions you need to answer. First up, what's your actual income target? And I mean monthly. How much extra money do you want to see hitting your account each month?
And be realistic here, folks. If you're just starting out, maybe aim for an extra $500 or $1,000 a month. You can always scale up later.
The next question is crucial. How much time can you actually dedicate to building this? And I mean really dedicate, not just wishful thinking while you're scrolling through Instagram.
Right. If you've got a full-time job and a family, maybe you only have 5-10 hours a week. That's fine. Just be honest with yourself. It's better to plan for 5 hours and actually do it than to plan for 20 and burn out.
Here's another big one. What resources do you already have? This could be skills, knowledge, maybe even some startup capital. Take inventory of what you're working with.
And don't underestimate your existing skills. Sometimes the best passive income streams come from things you already know how to do. Like, I used my coding knowledge to create automated trading systems.
The final piece is setting deadlines, not just for the end goal, but for each step along the way. When will you have your plan written? When will you start implementation? When do you want to see your first dollar?
Remember, these aren't set in stone. They're guideposts to keep you moving forward. The important thing is to have them and use them to track your progress.
Now that we've got our goals set, let's break down the actual project plan. This is where the rubber meets the road, folks. Every successful passive income venture needs a solid structure.
Think of it like building a house. You need a foundation before you can start decorating the rooms. And trust me, I've seen too many people try to skip straight to the fancy stuff.
Let's start with step one, choosing your income stream. Pick one thing to focus on initially. It could be blogging, digital products, print on demand, or affiliate marketing. The key is to not spread yourself too thin.
And please, for the love of all things profitable, do your research before diving in. You wouldn't believe how many people skip the validation phase and then wonder why they're not making money.
Research isn't just reading a couple of blog posts. Look for real people making real money in your chosen area. Join Facebook groups, read Reddit threads, study successful competitors. See what's actually working in the real world.
Then comes the sometimes painful but necessary step, skill development. If you're planning to create digital courses but have never recorded a video, guess what? You've got some learning to do.
But don't let that discourage you. There are so many free resources out there. YouTube tutorials, free courses, podcasts like this one. You don't need to spend a fortune on expensive programs.
Next up is creating your implementation plan. Break everything down into tiny, manageable steps. If you're starting a blog, for example, your first steps might be choose a niche, buy a domain, set up WordPress, outline your first 5 posts.
And here's something crucial. Set specific metrics for success. What does working look like for your passive income stream? Is it 100 website visitors per day? 10 product sales per month? You need to know what you're aiming for.
Finally, build in review points. Schedule regular check-ins with yourself, maybe every 2 weeks or every month, to assess what's working and what isn't. Then adjust your approach accordingly.
Remember, this isn't about getting everything perfect from day one. It's about creating a framework that you can build on and improve over time. All right, let's get super practical here. I want everyone listening to grab a pen and paper or open your notes app because we're about to give you your official passive income kickstart checklist.
And don't just listen to this part, actually write it down. Trust me, there's something powerful about putting pen to paper or fingertips to keyboard.
Here's your checklist, and we're keeping it simple and actionable. Number one, define your specific monthly income goal. Not just more money, we want a real number.
Number two, write down exactly how many hours per week you can realistically commit to this project. Be honest with yourself here. We're not looking for aspirational numbers.
Number three, make a list of your current skills, resources, and knowledge that could be monetized. You probably have more than you think.
Fourth on the list, choose just one passive income stream to start with. I cannot stress this enough. One at a time, folks.
Number five, set 3 specific deadlines. One for completing your research, one for creating your first product or content, and one for your official launch.
And finally, number six, create a simple tracking system. This could be a spreadsheet, a journal, or even just notes on your phone. The key is to record what you're doing and the results you're getting. Yo.
Keep this checklist somewhere visible. Put it on your desk, make it your phone background, whatever works. Just make sure you see it every day and actually take action on it.
And that wraps up today's episode of the Passive Income Pathway. If you've been taking notes and following along, you now have your roadmap to getting started with passive income.
Before we go, make sure you hit that subscribe button because next week's episode is absolutely crucial. We're diving deep into the most effective passive income strategies for 2025. What's actually working right now, what's already oversaturated, and most importantly, how to choose the right path for you.
Trust me, you won't want to miss it. We're cutting through all the noise and giving you the real deal on which passive income streams are worth your time and energy.
Until then, remember, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. So take that first step, work through your checklist, and we'll see you next week.
Stay profitable, everyone.